جزاكم الله خيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وطبيب نفوسنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لا سيما بقية أصحاب الحسين. يا ليتنا كنا معكم سادتي فنفوز فوزا عظيما. على الله في كل الأمور توكلي، وبالخمس أصحاب الكساء توسلي. صلوات محمد و آل محمد. Respected scholars, all brothers and sisters in Islam and Iman, السلام عليكم جميعا و رحمة الله و بركاته. و اعظم الله اجورنا و اجوركم بمصابنا بالحسین و اولاد الحسین و اصحاب الحسین. On behalf of all of us, allow me to convey our sincere condolences to the actual host of this gathering, Imam Zaman Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajah Sharif. May his holy heart be pleased, inshallah, with us and our participation. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abandon his blessings, inshallah, in such gatherings. And we leave the session and such sessions with nothing less than forgiveness of our sins. Allow me, before I start the talk for tonight, to, as usual, play a commercial. My commercials are not financial commercials. These are spiritual commercials. For those who are interested in a business, there is absolutely loss-free transaction. Quran invites us to tijaratan lan tabur. This is a transaction that is absolutely loss-free. Those who are interested in business, please pay kind attention to it. And that is especially for those who are at the neighborhood or living in the vicinity of this complex. I'm talking about the residents of the complex and the units, apartments. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Believe me, you take it for granted. If you may ask my humble opinion, so many people around the world, not only in the West, in the West, in the East, in the Middle East, they would wish to have opportunities of being at the neighborhood of a masjid and having complex or units, apartments available to them like this. So this is definitely a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those residents of Mombasa, and especially those who are living here. Literally, you are living in the sahn and the courtyard of the masjid. Literally, you are the immediate neighbor of the masjid. That brings a responsibility to you, as much as it's a blessing. But wherever there is a blessing, there is a responsibility to reciprocate that one. And that is at least mainly attending the Jama'ah prayer. And the most important and the most emphasized Jama'ah prayer, brothers and sisters, is the Fajr prayer. morning prayer, and it's only two rak'at. And literally you are just stepping out of your apartment and the masjid is in front of you. So easy, so convenient. If you don't have time, and inshallah make time at least while I'm here for the sessions of the Quran that we have, series about Imam Hussein and Quran, and attend it. But I compromise. If you don't have time to stay, just come for two rakat prayer and immediately bang, go back, jump to bed, and or go back to your apartment, whatever you want to do. Only two rakat prayer. But subhanAllah, think about the reward of it. A man was blind, but was living similar to this right next door to the masjid. Comes to the Prophet, says, Ya Rasulullah, sometimes in the old days, the blind people, they had a guide, guiding them around. He said, Ya Rasulullah, my guide sometimes is not around. Am I excused not to go for the Jama'ah prayer? Especially in the morning, it's still dark and more difficult for me. The Prophet said, is it possible to just touch the wall and come slowly? Is it possible that you put a string, rope, something, hold it? Allahu Akbar, the man does not have a sight, and the Prophet didn't say that, that's okay, you're excused. Because out of his mercy, he didn't want the guy to miss out. I remember in Iran, winter season, cold days, early in the morning, I was going for morning prayer to our local masjid. Before I reached from this a bit of farther away, I saw an elderly person, you know, leaning on a walker and is stepping into the masjid. Believe me, I saw the man on the walker going to the masjid that early in the morning, 5 a.m. in cold weather in Isfahan. I said, I really, my eyes went wet. I said, Allahu Akbar, on the judgment day, this man will be a proof against us. What excuse do we have not to come for the Jama'ah prayer when a man on the walker for morning prayer, he comes to the masjid and attends the Jama'ah prayer. So please, for the sake of God, for those who want a business that is absolutely loss-free, commit yourself, endeavor as much as possible, inshallah, as especially for the neighbors of the masjid, to attend the morning prayer with Salawat Allah Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Commercials are not part of my talk. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. By the grace of God, we were trying to learn the true concept of Tawheed as the most fundamental Islamic principles. But to make sure that we understand Tawheed properly, we are examining some of our beliefs against the principle of Tawheed according to the teachings of the Quran, clear teachings of the Quran, and the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. One of the controversial topics was about tawassul, whether tawassul is contrary to Tawheed, is it permissible, or does God allow us to have any intermediary between Him and the Almighty God, between us and the Almighty God, or not? We mentioned the references for that, but we mentioned that tawassul, literally it means seeking nearness to something or someone. In this case, seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as clearly stated in the Quran, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ. Then we spoke about five examples, five types of seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To start with, as Imam Ali alayhi salam says, the most important one we should not forget is faith and righteous good deeds. But at the same time, this does not cover the whole story. The second was intercessory prayers. The third was supplications of the Imam that we recite. These are kind of tawassul. The fourth one was what we are asking Allah in honor of Ma'asumin alayhi salam. The fifth one was weeping, crying in the majalis of Ahlul Bayt. The last, the sixth one is inshallah what we want to touch on tonight too, and continue to the rest of the discussion. The last and the most controversial one is that, okay, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ani as'aluka bi Muhammadin or bi wajh, in honor and respect of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, still I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is it permissible for me to go directly to the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, to the Holy Prophet, to Ma'asumin, Anbiya, Awliya, and say that I'm sick, please heal me, give me shifa? Or I have to say that, Ya Allah, you give me the shifa in honor of Imam Hussein. When I go to Karbala, next time I go to Mashhad or any of the holy shrines and places from my home, when I'm doing tawassul, am I allowed Islamically? Is it compatible with Tawheed or contrary to Tawheed to say that, Ya Imam Hussein, give me shifa? Ya Imam Reza, my son is sick, please give him shifa. Or it is not permissible? Those with shallow knowledge about Islam and Quran, or God forbid, with some agenda, I give them as usual benefit of the doubt, and I say they are ignorant. They don't have sufficient knowledge. We are here, inshallah, to exchange information without any prejudice and see whether this is correct or incorrect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, remember, Quran, the Holy Quran is our constitution. On any issue of dispute among Muslims, because supposedly these people are Muslims. Unfortunately, some of them seem to be in the Shia community even, if not sometimes sitting on the member of Imam Hussein alayhi salam as well. So you assume that the practice of Ahlul Bayt should be enough, but I start with the Quran as the main constitution, first constitution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in surah, in various chapters of the Quran, speaks about the Israelites. You know, when you read the Quran, so many ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Israelites. As the part of the story of Israelites and Bani Israel is mentioned in surah Al-A'raf and in surah Al-Baqarah. A particular part of it that is my interest is for this discussion is this. Bani Israel were, because of what they had done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destined so for them that they were wandering in the land, in a desert, the desert of Sinai, for over 40 years. Now, in that barren land, they were so thirsty. They approached the prophet of their time, the prophet of Tawheed, and remember that Bani Israel at that time who believed in Moses, they were Muslims, Muslims of that version of time. They approached the prophet of Islam, i.e. Prophet Musa alayhi salam at that time. And Quran is narrating, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. First ayah in Surah A'raf. Wa awhayna ila Musa idh istasqahu qawmuh an idrib bi'asaka al-hajar fanbajasat minhu thnata 'ashrata 'ayna. The Almighty God says, we revealed to Moses when his community approached him, istasqahu, yani they ask him for water. Literally, this ayah means that they went to Prophet Musa alayhi salam, says, oh Moses, we are thirsty, get us water. And that only needs a miracle. And that's why they are going to the Prophet. Moses, we are thirsty, get us water. Istasqahu, when his community asked him for water. Quran says, we reveal to Moses, what you need to do is hit your stick, hand stick, hit the rock, and then فَنْبَجَسَتْ مِنْ هُثْنَةَ عَشْرَةَ عَيْنَا 12 spring pure water gushed out. Similar to this is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. That was Surah Al-A'raf. Similar to this is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ فَقُلْ نَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ فَنْفَجَرَتْ مِنْ هُثْنَةَ عَشْرَةَ عَيْنَا. Very similar. The only difference is that in Surah Al-A'raf, the community of Musa approached him directly. They didn't say, Musa, please ask God to give us water. They just said, Musa, we want water. We are dying of thirst. Get us water. In Surah Al-Baqarah, God clarifies it for naive Muslims that when they approach Moses, they approach him as the messenger of God, as Waliullah, as intermediary between them and God. We are sinful people, our prayer may not be granted. You are mustajab ud-da'wa, you ask for us. And therefore Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah says, remember when Moses asked for what, ask God. Ask us, ask God for water, and then we told him to do this exactly the same as the one in Surah Al-Araf. With your hand stick, hit the rock, and the water will gush out. This clearly solves the problem that therefore, Islamically, it is permissible to go to Imam Reza, to go to Imam Hussein, to go to any of the Ma'asumin alayhi salam, and ask them, Ya Imam Hussein, give me shifa. Because as a Muslim, as a Shia, you understand, anyone asks you, and they tell you, are you asking Imam Hussein besides Allah rather than God? Say, Astaghfirullah, of course not. So because it's understood, no need to mention. Even when you are asking the imams, it's understood that you are not asking them astaghfirullah besides Allah, rather than God. You are asking them because of their status. Bear with me, and then a beautiful that we need to kiss it and write it with gold from Imam Zaman will give us the most comprehensive answer to this issue, inshallah. But until we get there, not only it is permissible. Now here, some some people they turn and say that why are you giving so much high status to Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam? You're exaggerating. That was what Prophet Musa alayhi salam. See, this is give me a proof about Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, about Imam Ali alayhi salam. I tell them, shame on me. I am elevating the status of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. God has elevated their status. Fi buyutin adhina Allahu an turfa', Surah Nur. Ahlul Bayt rijalun, Ahlul Bayt live in a house that the Almighty God has elevated the status of their houses, let alone the jewelers of those houses. It's talking about Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam unanimously according to all Muslims. God has elevated their status. Imam Fakhr Razi, one of the very famous, distinguished, famous Sunni scholars, has written a very comprehensive tafsir Quran known as Tafsir al-Kabir, 32 volumes, longer than Tafsir Mizan even. When he comes to the ayah Mubahale, you are not far from the story of Mubahale. And when he comes to ayah Mubahale, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ, our souls and your souls. And then all Muslims are unanimous. The only example of nafs that Prophet brought with him was Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Fakhr Razi, this famous Sunni scholar, he says that this ayah is the explicit proof that the status of Imam Ali is higher than the previous prophets. Why? Because Quran explicitly says that Imam Ali is nafs prophet. So the status of the prophet indisputably is above the previous prophets. The one who is also nafs prophet, his status is also higher than the previous prophet. Allahu Akbar. Inshallah, you know that little Farsi. Barha gof Muhammad ke Ali jaan man az. Ham be jaan Ali o jaan Muhammad salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Ya Ali. The poet says that the Holy Prophet many times he said that Ali is my nafs. And therefore he says that for Muhammad and Ali said salawat, that alhamdulillah you said it. Not only it is permissible to go to Imam Ali Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and ask them your hawa'ij, knowing that they are intermediaries between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the practice of our scholars. Elderlies, I'm sure they remember Ayatollah Uzma Mar'ashi Najafi. You remember Ayatollah Mar'ashi was contemporary to Marhum Ayatollah Khoi, Imam Khomeini, Ayatollah Gulpaghani to that level. I remember when I was in, had just gone to Qom, he was teaching Bahth-e Kharij. Attached to his house was a Husseiniyye. Okay. The caretaker of the Husseiniyye narrates the story. He says that one night, couple of hours before Fajr time, I heard a noise from Husseiniyye, and I was living near at the corner of the Husseiniyye. I was worried. I just opened the door and I noticed that Agha, yani Ayatollah Mar'ashi Najafi, is standing or sitting next to the member of Imam Hussein, the Husseiniyye, had pulled out his shirt in the darkness and is rubbing his stomach to the member of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, a marja, the most eminent marja of Islam, Ayatollah Mar'ashi Najafi rahala Allahu maqama. These are proofs for us. Honestly, let us fear God and don't quickly say that these are mushrik. Astaghfirullah. What kind of education do you have that you accuse great scholars with shirk and things like that? Ayatollah Mar'ashi Najafi, the marja, is rubbing his stomach to the member of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, because the member of Imam Hussein also gives shifa by permission of God. He says, I went to Agha. I said, Agha, everything is okay? He said, yes, because tomorrow they're taking me to Tehran for an operation. Tonight I want to take my shifa from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. These are role models for us, brothers, sisters. By the way, this was about tawassul. Second example of tawassul, another example of tawassul is istighathah. Remember last time we spoke when introduced three concepts: tawassul, istighathah, shafa'at. The second is istighathah. Istighathah, literally it means when you are asking someone for help in calamities, in desperation. There is a namaz Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam is teaching us. I've experienced that. By all means, you can experience it. And that is my humble suggestion for those who are still iffy about tawassul. Why don't you try it? Try, and astaghfirullah that I say try it. With faith, of course, do it. and reap the reward of it, get the benefit of it, this brings faith to you. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that إذا كانت لك حاجة إلى الله تعالى وضقت بها ذرعا. ضقت بها ذرعا is an expression Imam is borrowing from Surah Hud, from the Quran. يعني when you have a need and you are in desperate need. You are really desperate. It's getting to the crunch. And you are in need of God's help. إذا لك حاجة إلى الله تعالى. Look at what Imam says. This is the prescription. Imam says, make your wudu properly. Offer two rakat namaz. Salat, after that tasbih al-zahra, tasbihat Fatima al-zahra, and then go to the sejde. In the sejde of this called salat al-haja, namaz of needs. In the sejde of your namaz, 100 times you say, Ya Mawlati, Ya Fatima Aghisini, Ya Mawlati, Ya Mawlati, Ya Fatima Aghisini. Yani my master, my female master, how can I say it? My lady Fatima, help me, I'm desperate. 100 times in the position of sajda. Ignorant people, they say this is shirk, it's not allowed. Again, I say, okay, our constitution is Quran. We have to examine it with the Quran. Whether Quran allows this, istighatha to other than God or not. In Surah Al-Anfal, in the story of Battle of Badr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is quoting Muslims. Remember where you're in the middle of a battlefield, you are desperate. إذ تستغيثون ربكم فاستجاب لكم أني ممدكم بألف من الملائكة مردفين. Remember in the middle of a battlefield of Badr, you looked at the huge crowd of the enemies and you were trembling, scared. Then you desperately approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and God help you. This is good. They say this is tawhid. So استغاثة to God is tawhid. Okay? Then we come to Surah Al-Qasas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again in the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam mentions, and inshallah you remember the story. Musa alayhi salam is walking off the road and one of his followers, a Muslim, a Shia. Shia means the one who was a follower, yani he believed in the teachings of Musa alayhi salam. He was mingling or the kind of fighting with one of the hosts of Fir'aun. He calls Musa for help. فَاسْتَقَى This is the ayah. فَاسْتَقَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ عَلَى الَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوِّهِ فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ استغاثة, it means he desperately approached Musa for help. Who? A Shia of Musa, a follower, a believer of Musa. Ask him for help. Musa alayhi salam never said that, shame on you. If this question was shirk, similar to worshipping golden calf, what Musa would say? Go ask God. You don't need any intermediaries between you and God. Go and ask God directly. No, Quran clearly says that he confirmed it, went even helped him and killed the enemy. So don't tell me that istighatha is not permissible, my friend. Where do you get this from, that istighatha is? Yes, istighatha to Ahlul Bayt. Remember, the code is this. The line between kufr and tawhid is this. If ever anyone, God forbid, is asking no matter whosoever, besides Allah, rather and other than God, independent than God, this is shirk. If he is going to those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has acknowledged them, this is iman, this is tawheed. And remember last night we discussed it, to turn away from them, this is kind of arrogance. And arrogance before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not accepted. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. All right, this is about istighatha, inshallah. Now I want such examples, by the way, let me give a little bit of more information and inshallah conclude with the word of Imam Zaman. Brothers, when you want to study Quran and Islam, for God's sake, we need to study it holistically. Remember that. Ever don't let anyone come to you with one particular ayah, isolating it from the rest of the Quran. Say, see, this is what the Quran says. This is unfair. I don't think any of us would accept. They said, you are taking me out of context. I had a talk for 1 hour. You are just quoting one sentence. If you don't accept this, how come you accept it from the Quran? From the word of God? Look at this example again. And many such examples. In Surah Al-Zumar, I have a question. Who is taking the soul of a dying person? Is it God or angel of death? Malakul Maut? Israel? Quran says, Allahu yatawaffal anfusahina mautaha in Surah Zumar. It is Allah is taking the soul. Tawheed, it means God is the only cause. Allahu yata, God collects the soul of a dying person. But in Surah Sajda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وَكَّلَ بِكُمْ. Which one is this? In one place, God is teaching Tawheed. In another place, God is teaching Shirk. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. My dear, angel of death does it by the leave of God. So when God says that angel of death collect your souls, it also means that God is collecting it through the angel of death. Likewise, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving sustenance to you, heals and anything, God does it. But God does it through the means He has acknowledged and introduced to us. Conclusion with the beautiful word of Imam Zaman Ajjalallah Farajahu Sharif. Imam Zaman says when he was asked about this issue, Shaykh Tusi Rahmatullah Alayhi in the book of Al-Ghiba is narrating this. Imam Zaman Ajjalallah Farajahu Sharif says, Ammal a'imma فَإِنَّهُمْ يَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فَيَخْلُقْ وَيَسْأَلُونَهُ فَيَرْزُقْ إِجَابًا لِمَسْأَلَتِهِمْ وَإِعْظَامًا لِحَقِّهِمْ. Aqa, what is it that once in one place and many occasions Quran says that God is the creator? Then as I told you, Surah Al Imran says apparently that Jesus is the creator. Because Jesus, Imam Azam says, no, don't make a mistake. Jesus is not the creator. We are not creators. Creator is only Allah. When Jesus says that I create, and therefore says, bi-idhnillah, by the leave and permission of God. Look at the word of the Imam says, Ammal a'imma alayhimu salam. Us, Imam is talking about Ahlul Bayt. A'imma alayhimu salam. When people approach them, they are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create. This couple cannot have a child. They do tawassul to Imam Zaman, to Imam Reza, to any of the ma'sumin. That Imam asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create. The one who is barren and impossible medically to have a child conceives. Because Imam Reza alayhi salam has asked, Ijaban le mas'al alatihim. When they are asking, Ya Allah, grant them child, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them. God grant, because they are mustajab ud-dawah. So the situation is this. This is how, what's happening is this. Anytime we do tawassul to ma'sumin alayhimu salam, yes, we understand that. We go to them because they ask when they will. And do they ask or they don't ask? Because they know sirr qadar. They know when they should pray, when they should not pray. Even for themselves. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was arrested by the king of his time and he was determined to behead Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the situation completely changed opposite. Why? Because Imam Sadiq knows that in this situation it is possible. They know about the divine decree. But time will come, Imam Sadiq also knows that they are poisoning him. Why he doesn't do anything? Because they know that this is the time that I have to go. So, but for you and I, because I don't know whether I'm supposed to have a child or not, I'm supposed to have this sustenance or not, always do your tawassul. Leave it to the discretion of the imams. If it is to your maslaha, and always in your tawassul, Ya Allah, I want a child as long as there is a maslaha, there is a benefit for me in it. And then they will grant you if there is a benefit in it. So this is the conclusion from Imam Zaman with Salawat Allah Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Couple of Q&A and questions and answers here. The first question is that, Aga, Dua Tawassul is not authentic. Where did you get this Dua Tawassul from? It's not in the book of Kafi, it's not in the book of Tahzib. The answer to that is the following. First of all, even if it is not authentic in the sense, when we say authentic, it means that there is no proper chain of narrators as we, in fiqh, we studied. Rahmatullah alayhi. I don't think any of the contemporary maraji scholars, anyone can claim or would ever claim that he is more expert in ilm al-rijal than Ayatollah Khuyi rahmatullah alayhi. Everybody is unanimous about it. Everyone is benefiting from the 23 volumes of the book of Ayatollah Khuyi in Ilm al-Rijal. Ilm al-Rijal means a studying of the biography of the narrators, about the chain of the narrations. Okay? Ayatollah Khuyi, in the introduction of his book, he says that such a naive approach is the approach of those who think that just because the chain of transmission of a hadith is authentic, the hadith is authentic. The chain of narrators could be all authentic, but the hadith, we put it aside. No marja, no mujtahid has ever given fatwa to it, even though the sanad is okay. Likewise, so naive it is to think just because the hadith doesn't have proper chain of narrators, so we have to ignore it. So many ahadith, they don't have sanad. They refer to, as their expression is this, their sanad is the body of the hadith. The body of the hadith speaks for itself. Do you need sanad for dua kumail? I challenged non-Muslims several years, I said non-Muslim, non-Shia several years ago in Hajj. I said, produce something similar to dua kumail if you... Dua kumail is not the word of a human being. Human can... This doesn't need any sanad. Doesn't have a sanad because doesn't need any sanad. So many of such supplications, ziyarat, dua, they don't have sanad, but you see, when you see especially that the scholars have accepted it, because it's compatible with the principles that we have. Last night I quoted from Sunan Tirmidhi, and I told you that even Ibn Taymiyyah, who is so critical of the Shia belief, he said this story has an authentic sanad. It was about the first part of dua tawassul. That was about tawassul to the Prophet. Exactly what we read in Dua Tawassul. If that is authentic and permissible to do Tawassul to the Prophet, it is permissible to do Tawassul to Nafs the Prophet, i.e. Imam Ali, and etc. and the rest of it. This is first, very briefly. I want to finish the story, inshallah, tonight. Otherwise, it would carry on. The second question they raise is, they say that, Aga, this Dua Faraj is shirk. Don't read Dua Faraj. And unfortunately, a brother from London sent me a message. And I said, Sheikh Mansour, I was reading Dua Faraj somewhere, and someone was so agitated, like as if Astaghfirullah, of committed a crime, murdering. He goes, brother, stop it, this is shit. And poor him said that, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't know. I heard our scholars reading it. Is this true? I said, no, brother, that person was ignorant. Pray for him, inshallah. He meant well, but didn't mean, he didn't know much. But let me tell you. First of all, this Allah Elahi or Allahumma Azum al Bala wa Barah al Khifa that we refer to as Dua Faraj. Why they say it's shirk? Their argument is the following. They say in that you say, Ya Muhammad or Ya Ali, Ya Ali or Ya Muhammad, Ikfiani fa innakuma kafiyan, wa ansurani fa innakuma kafiyan. Quran says, Alaysa Allahu bi kafan abda, wa kafa billahi wakila. Only God suffices you. Why do you say, Ya Muhammad, Ya Ali, Ikfiani? This is shirk. You are making someone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shirk. Chuck it to throw it away. Humbly, I said, brother, my dear brother, let us fear God and don't accuse each other with kuf and shirk immediately. What is your Islamic education background? You know who has narrated this dua faraj? Let me count them for you. Marhum Sheikh Mufid, not an ordinary scholar. مرحوم شهید اول not an ordinary scholar. مرحوم کفعمی not an ordinary scholar. مرحوم سید ابن طاووس suffices to give you only one introduction briefly about سید ابن طاووس to know who these people are. These are not ordinary scholars. علامه طباطبایی, and this is not coming from the Kanhari, علامه طباطبایی quoting from his teacher علامه قاضی. These are on the peak of Irfan and Tawheed. Allama Qadhi used to say, according to Allama Tabatabai, throughout the history of the Shia scholars, three scholars reached the pinnacle of Tawheed. To start with, the first was Sayyid ibn Tawus. Sayyid ibn Tawus narrates Dua Faraj. He doesn't realize that this is shirk, and mashallah, you are sitting at the corner of, I don't know, somewhere in the world, and you accuse your Muslim brothers Shia that this is shirk. Please fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not shirk. Again, to examine it professionally, we examine it against the Quran, with the Quran. You say Quran says, Alaysa Allahu bi kafan abda? Very correct. God says that God suffices. But the last ayah of Surah Ar-Ra'd, chapter 13 of the Quran, quickly I refer you to read it. Look at this ayah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Wa yaqulu alladhina kafaru lasta mursala. It's talking about the Prophet and the pagans of Quraysh who denied the prophecy of the Prophet. They said, these kuffar, they say, you are not a prophet. قُلْ وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ suffices as a witness between you and I, who? Allah. There is no full stop here. Quran says, wa and. So suffices as a witness between you and I, Allah and the one with whom is the knowledge of the scripture. All of you know, الَّذِي إِنَّهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ يعني Imam Ali alayhi salam. So if you want to verbalize it, paraphrase this ayah clearly, it means that God is telling the Prophet, tell the disbelievers that suffices as a witness between me and you, Allah and Imam Ali alayhi salam. Yani God is promoting shirk. Allahu Akbar, where did you get your information from? No, my dear, please let us go back to Hawza and study more and deepen our Islamic education and read the Quran and learn the Quran properly before we throw accusations to individuals and to people, inshallah. At the end of the day, the bottom line of this discussion is still some of the PowerPoints, perhaps they are not, I don't know if it's there or not. I don't have time to go through it because there is something that I want to also share with you about the occasion of the night. But my humble request for people who still are maybe, and inshallah not, but maybe they are iffy about it. First of all, as I said, faithfully try tawassul. And humbly, I beg you, please improve your knowledge about Islam because I love you. I don't want you to miss out on the shafa'at on the judgment day. Tawassul and shafa'at are two sides of one coin. Tawassul, it means I raise my hand. Shafa'at, it means the waliullah is putting his hand down for these two to pair and match. If I don't raise my hand, nobody will take my hand. A man came to Imam Sadiq and said, Aqa, what is this? The Shia are always talking about tawassul, shafa. Come on, you have to have faith in God and do righteous good deeds. Imam Sadiq called him and said, my dear, don't be deceived by your so-called practice, namaz, ruza, or things like that. فَإِنَّ النَّقَادَ basir. Those who critically examine your action are going to be very critical. And then this is the statement of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam to conclude it here. مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ إِلَّا وَهُوَ مُحْتَاجٌ إِلَى شَفَاعَةِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. There is no one from the beginning to the end. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Even Anbiya, Awliya, because Shafa'at of everyone of a lower level needs the Shafa'at of the higher one. And the highest is the Holy Prophet. Therefore, all other than the status of the Prophet needs the Shafa'at of the Holy Prophet on the Judgment Day. And if I don't do Tawassul, if I deny Tawassul, I will be deprived of the Shafa'at. That's exactly the word of the Holy Prophet. Shia and Sunni have mentioned it. Ibn Farid al-Misri is a Sunni scholar. Shame on me as a Shia scholar sit on the member of Imam Hussein, deny Tawassul, and a Sunni on the judgment day says that I believe in Tawassul and the Holy Prophet intercedes me. Ibn Farid al-Misri, Misri, Egyptian, he says, Allah fi kull al-umur tawakkul. In all matters I trust in God. Wa bil khams ashab al-kisa'i tawassuli. I do tawassul to panjatan ashab kisa. A Sunni scholar, this is his stand, and the so-called Shia is questioning tawassul. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Brothers, sisters, take advantage of this blessing, abundant blessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided us to attend the majalis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. What I'm going to share with you now, I wanted to mention in the beginning, but with all respect, please forgive my ignorance. I was just wondering whether there are still some brothers outside. I don't want to say loitering or anything. Maybe they have not come in yet. So accept, please listen to the word of Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, while you're sitting in the majlis of my grandfather and you're breathing, you're tolerating Sheikh Mansur kindly, you're sitting there, maybe your back is hurting. As you are sitting, it's written for you glorification, tasbih. Your breathing is written for you, tasbih. Don't wait for the lecture to start. No, still they are doing marsiyah. By the way, it's marsiyah, not marshiyah. Still they are doing marsiyah, so I don't need to go in. Or as soon as the lecture is over, I'm here only for education. Or some people, I'm only here for masaib. Both imperfection. No, we are not here only for education. We are not only here for masaib. We are here for emotion and education. Both together makes the collect package. And mashallah, your sina zani is not even long. I wish it was longer. And where do you want to go better than here? Where on earth you can find better and more rewarding than here? One of my colleagues, he was saying he was invited somewhere for tabligh in Muharram, and there were two young boys, listen to this, two young boys sitting in the crowd. First of all, he said their dress code was not appropriate to the majlis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And all the time they are chit-chatting each other or on their mobile. Really, they were nuisance and distracting me. But I didn't say anything. I spoke with the committee, those in charge, to no avail. To be honest, I said to myself, next year I'm not going to go there. This is really not appropriate. But the committee insisted, and then next year I went. Alhamdulillah, I went. Next year that I went, mashallah, I saw the same two boys. Now they appear in a very modest, nice black dress. And the appearance very different with last year. And during my lecture, from beginning I started out in tears more than anyone else. I said, wow, a miracle happened. What is this? After the first night, I went up to them. I said, bro, what's good? I remember you from last year, and mashallah, good change. What happened? They said, Maulana, after Ashura, Ashara, last year, both of us had a similar dream. What was the dream? The dream was that we dreamt of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, along with Abul Fazl Abbas, came to Imam Bara, to Husseiniyah. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam was asking Abul Fazl Abbas, go to the around and take the name of all the Azadaran. Write down their names. From that corner, all names were, Abul Fazl Abbas was writing down the names of Azadaran of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Until they reached us. Abul Fazl Abbas was hesitant. Told his brother, Master Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Agha, you know these two boys were very naughty. Were nuisance to the speaker. Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, no, write the names still. They added to the crowd of my majlis. Allahu Akbar. That's why I beg you as much as possible, bring your family, young, old, men, women. If you can, bring your neighbors. Add to the crowd of a majlis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This is the least you can do. And then the Imam says, and on the top of that, a guy was walking into the Husseiniyah. There was a glass of water on his way. These boys, they noticed it and they pulled it over. Otherwise, the guy would tip it over. They had done something in my majlis. I cannot close my eyes. So generous our Imam is. That little thing. Allahu Akbar, they observe us, brothers, sisters. Make sure you don't miss out of the opportunity of the majalis of Imam Hussein. This is the beauty of the majalis of, where else you can find such generosity? Alhamdulillah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. تبكيك عيني لا لأجل مثوبتين. يعني my dear Imam, my eyes shed tears not because I'm after any reward. تبكيك عيني لا لأجل مثوبة لكنما عيني لأجلك باكية. But because I love you. When you lose a dear mother, father, children, someone very dear to you, do you need a reason to cry? Your emotion flows. تبتل منكم كربلا بدم تبتل منكم كربلا بدم ولا تبتل مني بالدموع الجارية. He said the land of Karbala was saturated with your blood. Shouldn't the majlis of Imam Hussein be wet with my tears at least? Allahu Akbar. Tonight is dedicated to some of the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the most loyal companions of Imam Hussein. In fact, one night is not enough. Inshallah, in the coming nights, we'll be mentioning and introducing them, inshallah, as well. Unique companions that no prophet ever, no successor of Prophet ever enjoyed such loyal companions. But tonight, allow me to introduce to you a couple, in fact, three companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And I tell you why I have chosen them, because their story is very unique, unless unfortunately they are acknowledged and spoken about. These three were new in Islam. According to Marhum Sheikh Saduq, quoting from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, the essence of the story is narrated by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. The story is the following. As Imam Hussein alayhi salam is on his way to Karbala, reaches the station of Sa'labiyyah. From the distance, the Imam notices a semi-burnt tent, very shabby old tent. The Imam goes there to find out if there is anyone to ask them to join the caravan of salvation, the Ark of Salvation. An old lady with a young lady, they were in the tent or around the tent. The Imam, from their appearance, realizes that they are not Muslim. They are Christian Arabs. Arabs, but Christians. Imam is greeting and they are greeting each other. And then the Imam says, where is the man of this household? The old lady, she says that my son, about 9 days ago, the narration says 9 days exactly, my son is married 9 days ago to this, my daughter-in-law, and as you can see, we live in a barren land. There's no water around here. So we have a very tough life. My son has gone out hunting in the hope that he can find something for us to survive. He will be coming later on the day. Imam Hussein alayhi salam gets off his horse, goes to the back of the tent, and with hand stick, you heard the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam also by the leave of God do what Musa, Isa, and the Anbiya of the past had been doing. With Imam with his hand stick, hits the piece of rock, and Allahu Akbar, the water is pure water is gushing out. The old lady, the Christian lady, looks at the scene and she turns and says, are you a prophet? Who are you? Imam Hussein alayhi salam goes, no, I am the grandson of the last prophet. My name is Hussein ibn Ali. I am the son of the daughter of the last prophet. When your son comes, give my greeting to him and tell him the grandson of the last prophet called you and he wants you to help him. And Imam leaves. Before they reach Karbala, or where they have reached Karbala, narrations are not explicit about this part of the story. They reach. The story is this. Later on the day, when the young man, the newlywed young man comes, and he notices, wow, there is a well behind the tent. Mom, where is this water coming from? And his mother narrates the story. The man says, khalas, pack the bags and we have to join. I have to meet this man. This is not an ordinary person. They reach Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The name of the man is Wahab. Mistakenly, some they say Wahab. Wahab is the name of that Christian young man. His wife's name, her name is Haniye, and the name of his mother is Qamar. Three Christian Arabs. They reach Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He goes, kisses the hand of the Imam. He says, Agha, introduce yourself to me more. Tell me more about yourself. Allahu Akbar. This is about a week before the tragedy of Karbala and Ashura happens. Imam Hussein alayhi salam introduces him to Islam. He embraces Islam. His wife, newlywed, embraces Islam along with his mother. Three new Muslims join the camp of Imam Hussein. Allahu Akbar. Look at the blessing. The last 10-5 days of their life converted to Islam and now they're among the Shuhada. Brothers and sisters, the reason I'm sharing this with you, because his wife Haniya, this Christian lady, is the one and only female martyr among the martyrs of Karbala. Allahu Akbar. The only female martyr of Karbala is a new convert river to Islam. Within a week, she had the company of Bibi Zainab, salamullah alayha. She was educated under Bibi Zainab, salamullah alayha, hani Allah. He was educated under Imam Hussein, Abul Fadl Abbas. Enjoy the company of Ali Akbar. Until the night of Ashura comes. Imam Hussein alayhi salam is asking his companions, anybody wishes to leave, take advantage of the darkness of the night. Inshallah, I'll mention on the night of Ashura. And then the Imam looks at Wahab. Brother, now brother. Wahab, brother, you are a new Muslim. These people are ruthless. Tomorrow all men will be killed. They have no mercy on us. Take your wives. You are newlywed. You are just married a couple of weeks ago. Take your wife's hand and your mom and go. Thank you for your loyalty. Thank you for being with us. And Bab is begging and crying, kissing the hand at the feet of Imam Hussein. Aga, where are you? Aga, who better than you should I go to? Now that I found you, as if I'm going to abandon you. And mashallah, on the day of Ashura, before even the children of Imam Hussein, before Bani Hashim are martyred, he goes to the front line. He's a farmer, a young man, but he's not a warrior. Even they say he didn't have a sword. With hand stick, he's fighting them. But very strong man, he fought them. And Umar Sa'd al-Mal'un recognizes that this guy is a new revert. He says, I want him alive. Don't kill him. They arrested him, brought him to Umar Sa'd, and they have wrapped him. Umar Sa'd says, look, I don't want to kill you. I know you are Christian. He says, no, I'm not Christian anymore. He says, I don't want to kill you. Take your wife and your mom and go. If I open your hands, are you going to leave? And he is spitting on the face of Umar Sa'd. And he says, you open my hands, I will be the first to kill you. Allahu Akbar. Upon that, Umar Sa'd orders, and Wahb Rahmatullah A'la La Maqamah, he is beheaded. And not only that, they grab his head and throw the head of Wahb to the tent of his wife and his mother. Only if in this gathering, if there is any newlywed, a young man or a lady, who can imagine the head of your husband, sister is thrown to you. But mashallah, look at the student of Bibi Zainab, salamullah alayha. The mother, Qamar, she grabbed of her son, the head of her son, and throws it back to the battlefield, meaning that what I gave for the sake of God, I don't want it back. Hania, the lady, young lady, the newlywed, cannot stand the scene. She runs towards the head of her husband. She's hugging the head of she's talking to her husband. We promise each other to be together always. Looking at the scene, is commanding his slave and says, "What you send her to her husband?" And upon that, they threw a spear. Ala la'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimin, wa sayya'lamu al-lazina zalamu ayya munqalabin yanqalabun. Ya Hussein.